the channel earlier today, something that is going to continue to apply. And so we are going to bring it up for you. It will magically appear electronically on the website, we believe you call it, before too very long. But it is that you are in the middle of the ocean. And the waves are coming. They are coming and they will continue to come. And if you are trying to manage the waves, your life is going to be very difficult because the waves are not within your control. And there are many kinds of waves. Some of them are mild, some of them are very large. But this is a thing that is going to continue to happen for a while because you are in this particular change on your planet. So what we would like to talk to you about is what to do if you are not reacting to the wave, since you know you do not control the wave. And what we want you to know about is that there are two things then that you can do, that you can hold, and they will hold you in place. One of those things is that you draw into your own center. And the second thing is that you do that in present time. The ability to use your focus to stay in present time is really quite a marvelous thing, because present time is where you can find yourself, where you can center with yourself, and where you can continue to be and to grow, even while these waves are coming in. Part of what can be difficult about this is that you are intellectual beings. And so when you see a wave, you think, perhaps there is something I should do about that wave. And there's a very fine distinction here that we want you to be able to make. And that is to say, if this wave is taking energy away from something that you value, then from the center of yourself in present time, you may choose to put something in that space that you want to be there. You may make, it is a good decision. If something is taken away here, then you can make a decision to put something in here. And when you understand that that is a different thing than actually trying to do something about the wave, that distinction is going to be very important. If that wave is taking something away and you believe something good should be there, then put something good there. But do not go to war with the wave. The waves are going to continue because of the nature of the upheaval that is happening there, that is necessary before your world comes into a better balance. This is not the time for perfection, because there is not a way to be perfect in all of these things. But this distinction is very important, because you are in your present moment, you are with you and tending to you in the best possible way. And if there is something that you want to add, that where something has been taken away, something that you want to support, because in the present moment you want to support it, then please do that. But the war with the wave is not one that you are going to win. And in addition to which, the waves are not stopping. And that is something that you really want to become aware of. We are in a time of waves. There's going to be one thing after the other. And so this ability to move to present time to yourself and to what is good for you, what is needed for you. That is where you want to be. It does not mean that you do not care. It simply means that you can look over and see where you do not have power. And you're not going to pour your energy into a place where you do not have power. And that is a fine thing, to know that, and to be careful about that, and to choose wisely what you want to do, what you want to support, but not trying to take charge of the wave. Now, we have this lesson on more than one level, of course. That is always the way of the lesson, is it not? And so in your own life, what is it that is the wave that might hurt you, that might make things difficult for you? Are you trying to control a wave that is hitting your life that perhaps you can do nothing about in this moment? Because we want to apply the same lesson there. There are times in life when the waves hit. They hit you personally, you feel them intimately, and there may be more than one wave. And if you look at your life as being in charge of the waves, you are going to be too tired to do the thing that you actually can do. And the thing that you actually can do is, in the present moment, move into yourself. And if you are in yourself, then do the best thing for you in the moment that you are in. This is how you become powerful in a spiritual way. You may have looked at leaders. We are going to pull one out for an example, and that is the Dalai Lama. And this is a man who has been through enormous suffering, not only for himself, but for his people. Bad things happened to his people and to him as well. And so how does he walk so peacefully? It is not that he does not know about all this, and it is certainly not that he does not care, but he has learned to practice this. He pulls into the present moment as himself, with himself. And that is what allows him to move peacefully. That is what allows him to be and serve in the way that he is here to do. So when we are looking at these things, we certainly want to pay attention to the places where the waves may be hitting us. Certainly they do not hit all at once, but sometimes they do. Sometimes you are feeling so many things. And what you take charge of is not those things. What you take charge of is you. You take charge of you in the present moment, and then make a decision about where you want your energy to go. When you do this, then you are genuinely walking a spiritual path. And when you do that, then you are becoming stronger in yourself. And overall in life, although we understand it is hard when you are feeling the waves, but overall you will lose your fear of the waves. And there is nothing finer you can do than that. Because when you have pulled out of fear and into love, then the power remains with you and not with the wave. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Open your crown and feel the universe's energy above your head becoming liquid, pouring into your body, touching, healing, restoring everything in you. Feel it flow into the third eye and take away your doubt about what you truly know. Feel it flow into your throat and displace any perfectionistic communication you may have turned against yourself or anyone. Feel that moved out. Feel the flow of golden light into your heart and let that light nurture the land you have made in your heart. The place where you find comfort and security and wisdom, and see your garden grow. Feel the flow of light into your solar plexus and let the light begin to displace any emotions that may have been sent to you on a wave that you no longer wish to carry with you. Let the golden light take the place of the wave and draw you into your center with the universe. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And let that golden light begin to displace judgment, shame, old limiting patterns. Feel them leaving your body and see the beautiful waterfall that rules the second center, that cleanses without judgment and keeps you free and light. Feel the golden light flow into your root and begin to separate your knowing, the power of your root to make a creative pattern, and let it separate out everything that does not belong with that pattern, so that as you move forward, your body and your energy are in alignment with your purpose and your creations. Now feel that light spread throughout your body so that you are filled with the golden light. Move your attention into your heart center and take a moment to relax and to be nurtured by this place that you have created. Now see that a path is lit for you and walk toward that path. Step onto the path and let it move upward and know that you are not in any way laboring, not even trying, but you are releasing yourself to this path which has opened to you. know that the air is full of what is good for you to breathe, to take into your body, take into your energy, and that the path is smooth on your feet. Now let the path rise. And take you to a place of belonging. And in this place, you feel fully your connection to the universe, your connection to loving kindness. Your connection to yourself and all that yourself brings to you. And see that there is a symbol there, and it is a symbol of together. Know that symbol. And if you choose to, take it with you. Now continue on the path. And let the path take you to a place of creation. So you step into the energy that you need to create the thing that is calling you to create. It might be a simple thing. It might be a large thing. But let the energy of this place give you what you need. And then see that a symbol appears, and it is a symbol of creation. Now feel the path move upward again and bring you to the place of the gift, resting the mind. Know your gift. When you've known your gift, begin to come back down the path that nurtures you and cares for you. And feel yourself renewed. More yourself than you have been, and more loved and connected than you were before. Come down that path and find yourself in your heart center. Breathe into your heart center. To balance, to ground. And when you've grounded, open your eyes.